Malachim Beis, Perichah Beis. As we have been learning about the demise of the kingship of Yehuda, which led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we will now learn about King Yoshiyahu, the last righteous king of Yehuda from the Davidic dynasty. A word on the name of Yoshiyahu coming from the word Yish, meaning to give up. This farm HaKadoshim explained, Ein Shum Yish Ba'olam Klal. There is no such thing as giving up. A person should never give up, no matter how discouraged they feel. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Melo Kol Ha'aretz Kivodo, the world is filled with Hashem's honor. As godliness permeates the entire creation, a person can find Hashem in the most darkest of times. A person needs to search, Aye Mekom Kivodo, where is the place of Hashem's honor? And the question itself will lift the person out of their yish discouragement. The Yerushalmi and Tainus brings, if a person asks, Heichon Hashem Elokecha, where is your God found? You can answer, Bichrach Rumi, in the Roman village. Hashem's kavod honor can be found even in the lowest and darkest places. Here, while Yehuda was about to be exiled and the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, Hashem sent King Yoshiyahu to teach the nation never to give up. Yoshiyahu, son of Menashe, 8 years old, reigned 31 years over Yehuda in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Beis, Vayas HaYosher Bein HaHashem, and he did what was right in the eyes of Hashem, Vayelech B'chol Derech David Avi, V'lo Sarya Minu Smol. And he went in the ways of his ancestor David, and he did not turn from the Torah, from the right or to the left. In the 8th year of King Yoshio's reign, Yoshio sent his scribe named Shaphan to tell Chelkiyahu, the Kohen Gadol, to collect the money from the gatekeepers who would regularly collect money from people coming to the Beis HaMikdash for worship. Yoshio wanted Chelkiyahu to give that money to workers to repair the Beis HaMikdash. Chelkiyahu felt the workers were honest and would utilize the funds in an appropriate manner. In Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Chelkiyahu HaKohen Gadol El Shaphan HaSofer, and Chelkiyahu, the Kohen Gadol said to Shaphan the scribe, Sefer HaTorah Matzati BeBeis Hashem, I found a Torah scroll in the house of Hashem. Vayitein Chelkiyahu Es HaSefer El Shaphan V'Yikreu, and Chelkiyahu gave this Torah scroll to Shaphan, and they read it. Then Mitzvah Springs, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Chelkiyahu actually found the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu when King Ahaz, Yoshiyahu's great-grandfather, burned the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim at that time were afraid Ahaz may have the audacity to burn the original Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote. Therefore, the Kohanim actually hid the Torah of Moshe. This was the Torah Chelkiyahu had just found. The Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Nun Beis Amud Beis brings, the Torah was rolled to the curses of what will happen if the Torah was not kept. Pasuk Tes through Yud Gimel, Shaphan the scribe read the Torah. Shaphan related to Yoshiyahu the monies had been delivered for the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash. Shaphan then told Yoshiyahu about the news of finding a real Torah scroll. Shaphan read the Torah to Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu immediately tore his clothes to do tshuva and understood Hashem is angry and upset at Klal Yisrael. And Pasuk Yadalit through Chaf, which is the end of the parak, Yoshiyahu sent a delegation to Huldah Hanaviah. Huldah was one of 7 female prophets. The Gemara in Megillah, Yadalit Amud Beis brings, Huldah was actually a direct descendant of Rachav Hazona, who married Yehoshua. The Gemara in Megillah, Yadalit Amud Beis continues, Yoshiyahu didn't send the delegation to Yirmiyahu, the main prophet of the generation, because Huldah was a woman. And Yoshiyahu wanted Huldah's compassion to be aroused to pray for the nation. The same Gemara explains alternatively, Yirmiyahu had left Eretz Yisrael to locate and bring back the 10 tribes of Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Huldah related to the delegation, Hashem will bring upon the nation in Yehuda the calamities your king Yoshiyahu had just read. Hashem's wrath will come upon the nation. However, because Yoshiyahu had done tshuva and returned to Hashem with all his might, he will not see the disaster that will befall the nation. The delegation returned the news to King Yoshiyahu. That's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.